I pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you stirred up in our hearts a passion for your name, God. A passion that won't burn out. Not a passion for today, but a passion for a lifetime, Father. And I pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you will awaken us once again to the joy of living for Jesus himself. So, Father, we give you all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, like, yeah, and I also, one thing that I want to mention is, I was a part of Teens Ignited in Potchefstroom. It's my previous youth group. And when I saw the guys this time, it was like the guys that, like, you know, we discipled when Pastor Anton was still that side. They were about yay high. Now, all of a sudden, the guys are bigger than me. But what's encouraging for me is the fact that they are leading the youth now. They are leading the youth. It's no longer like, you know, you get like these olden goldies like Moja and them leading the youth. But it's like young people are rising up to lead the youth. So youth is leading youth, which is amazing. Because it's like, you know, when people look at me, they can say to me, Moja, I've got a couple of years to get to where you are. But when people are challenged by their peers and their friends, they're like, listen, there's something different about you. And I want what you have. You understand that? So, church, it was amazing to just see those young people full of joy, full of excitement for Christ. And I was, like, very challenged. I'm like, wow, this is really good. This is really good. And the message I'm wanting to share with us today, it's simple. And it's called, This is Better. I think everybody knows this emoji. It's like, this is better. Like, really? Seriously? I mean, like, there is no assurance of this person. Like, this person say, like, this is better. Like, is it? Is it better? This is better. So, in Potchefstroom, there was a company that came in, and they went to the streets and looked for homeless people. And when they got to one of the robots there, they found one lady and they took her in and they told her, listen, this is what's going to happen. We're going to take you in and we're going to teach you some skills and there's going to be food for you. There's going to be a warm bed for you. Everything is going to go amazing for you from this point onwards. And then this lady's like, okay, this is exciting. I'm going to do this. It was a Christian company and she's like, I'm going to do this. This is amazing. And when they took her in, first week went by, everything is going good with the lady. Second week, she's missing in action. And then the people start wondering, where is she? And they go back and they find her once again by the street corner. And she says to the people, listen guys, this is better. Standing right here is much better than like your training and everything that is going on. And I'm just thinking to myself, listen, life is going good for you. How can you say that this is better? How can you want to go back to the street if people are pulling you in and they teaching you stuff? They teaching you how to live, how to make provision for yourself. And you saying this is better? I don't understand that. How can we say this is better? And now scripture that I'm wanting to share is found in Exodus 14, verse 10 to 12. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. So the verses before, the people see what God is capable of doing. And now they are stuck in a situation where the Israelites are coming after them. And they saying to Moses, Moses, this would have been better if we died in Egypt or if we served the Egyptians. You should have left us where we were. But because you brought us out of this, you brought us to this place right now, this is not better. I mean, like, we have seen, they have seen what God has been doing. God led them by fire by night and by day a pillar of cloud. But then they get to this crossroad where they are faced with the Red Sea. And what happens is they begin to freak out. And it's like, that was better. That was better. But now you're causing us to die in front of these people. This is not it. This is not what I signed up for. When you led us out of Egypt, we told you, Moses. But you said, no, 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 no. Let my people go to Pharaoh and I'm going to lead them out. Moses, this is not better. This is not better. And then I picture us as people also, how ignorant we can be. We know what God has said to us. We know what God has said to us. But we find ourselves in situations where we feel like, but this is not what I signed up for. What I was doing previously is better. When you say you're coming in to this hope that is found in Jesus Christ, and then all of a sudden it feels like what God is asking you to do becomes a bit heavy on you, and you're like, but that was better. This right now, what I'm feeling, this pressure, this pruning that God is wanting to do in my life, this is not what I signed up for. And that is better. Is it really better? Is it really better? Mark 10, verse 17 to 27. Now as he was going on the out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack, go away and sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and take up your cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word. And he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The rich young ruler looked at what he had. And this is what he said. This is better. This is better. I would rather stick with my possessions. I would rather stick with what I have right now, because this is better. You are telling me now, Jesus, that I need to lay down my life. I need to pick up my cross and follow you and give away everything else. I don't think that is better, Jesus. This is better. What I have right now, what I'm seeing right now is better than what you think you can offer me. Jesus, look at my possessions. This is better. Are you out of your mind? If I can put it that way. And you saying to me, everything that I am, everything that I own, I must let it go. Is this better? What do you say, church? What is better? What is better? To follow Jesus or to carry on being the king of your life? What is better? Because sometimes I find that, you know what, we look at the natural things that we possess and we forget about the eternal things that God has for us. You see, a friend of mine said to me now the other day, you know, some people say life is short. Life is short. Do whatever you want to do. And then he said to me, but can we maybe change that a bit? Eternity is longer. Better prepare for it. Eternity is longer. We better prepare for it. So what are we doing today that can prepare us for eternity? What are we doing today? What do we need to let go of today that can prep us for eternity? I mean, like, there's going to be two places where you can spend eternity. Hell or heaven. Which one do we need to prep for? Which one do we need to prep for? So when you look at your life, when I look at my life, can I truly say that, you know, I've really surrendered my life to this Jesus? And can I truly say this is better to follow him? Or am I just saying, listen, what I have right now, what I see right now, my possessions. This is better. I would rather serve this than rather serve Jesus. Where am I standing as a person? And Saul was faced with this in 1 Samuel 15. Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, heed the voice of the Lord, heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and do not spare them, but kill both men and women, infant, nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." And Saul attacked the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is the east of Egypt. He also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed. So here's the voice of the Lord speaking to Saul and saying, listen, you need to destroy everything. You need to destroy everything. And Saul looks at what? The oxen and everything else. It's like, but this is good. Why should I destroy this? Why should I kill this? Why? And sometimes, church, when God has spoken to us, we need to obey the voice of the Lord. We need to be obedient. Christ says this, the Bible says this about Christ. He was obedient even to the point of death. And scripture also says this, you have not resisted yet to bloodshed. You haven't resisted up to that point. So Christ is just inviting us. It's like, listen, this, what you see right now, is not better. But what I have for you is much better. John 10 verse 10, it's not on the slide, it says this, I have come to give you life and life in abundance. But the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Which one is better? Following the one that gives life. That is Jesus. Now we're going to get to the part of this is better. So everything else that we have mentioned, that wasn't better. That wasn't better. Deciding to go, deciding not to do what God has called you to do is not better. Whenever you decide, like, what God is saying to me and what I think doesn't seem to match up, and you think like, you know better. Let's make peace with the fact today that God knows much better than us. He sits on his throne. He can decide what he wants, when he wants. And yeah. And we just need to be in that place where we're saying, okay, God, you have spoken. I'm just going to follow. Sometimes we have become confused sheep. We have become confused sheep. This is what sheep do. They know the voice of the shepherd, and they follow. When the shepherd speaks, the sheep follow. They don't argue. It's like, okay, there's the shepherd. I'm going to follow the shepherd. Where the shepherd is, there's going to be provision. Where the shepherd is, there's going to be food. There's going to be water. I just need to follow the shepherd. I can see all the other stuff, the shepherd. I can see everything else around, but the shepherd. Imagine this. Sheep decide one day, listen, shepherd, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know your work. I'm going to show you today. I'm going to go somewhere else. Bah. In my own direction. And yes, we're laughing. But isn't that how we treat our shepherd? From time to time. God, I know what you said, but I know better. And church, I can speak about this because this was clearly me. Where God spoke and I'm like, but seriously, I need to do this right now. I remember 2014, I was praying, okay. Lord, what is the next move? What must I do? Before I came here to do my internship, I used to work for my previous church had a school, so I was one of the teachers that side. So I was comfortable. I had everything going on for me. I was still staying with my parents, didn't pay any rent. So like money-wise, yes, I had money. And then I'm like, okay, I can see I've gotten to the place where I'm very comfortable now. But I need something to challenge me because I get bored easily. Like seriously, I get bored easily. I need something to challenge me. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to pray that prayer that we sometimes dread to pray. Lord, what now? Where to? And that moment, I just felt the Lord leading, hey, listen, how about you go do your internship? Lord, is that you? Is it really you speaking to me right now? So I must leave everything here and go. And I can tell you, I was praying November, December, January. And I'm like, Lord, what are you saying to me? It's like, listen, lay everything down and go. And I was like, okay, I need to be obedient. And then I came this side. When I came this side, it's like, now I am challenged to the core. I'm surrounded by 5 guys. We all sleep in one place. We all have to wear matching clothes wherever we go because we are the interns. And I'm just like, and when I remember our leader was Pastor Hercules. Yes, Hercules. And the guy that was second in command, very dear friend of mine, he's like, listen, while Pastor Heinrich is preaching, all of us, we're going to be sitting in front and we're all going to be praying in tongues for him. And all of us in Stellenbosch, we're all sitting in the front row, the whole service. If you stop to take a breather, he looks at you. Pray. And I got to say, I was very challenged because now I'm out of my comfort zone. But that's when I grew the most in the Lord. Francis Chan said this, why would we need the comforter if we are comfortable? If we are not challenged, are we growing? If we're not drawing closer to God, are we not drifting away? So, is this really better to go our own way? Even in small decisions that we need to make, is it really better to go our own way or to really be dependent on the Lord? Because John 15 says this, listen, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, John 15 verse 5 says this, listen, apart from me, you can do nothing. So Christ says this, listen, I know the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We need to tag along. We need to tag along. And Paul says this in Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is our reasonable service, to present ourselves before the Lord and say, okay, God, you are better. You are better than everything else around me. God, you are better. And I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to argue. I'm just going to follow you as the sheep follows the shepherd. God, I'm just going to follow. And that is what is necessary. Sometimes we say yes to the Lord, but there is no obedience to what he says to us. See, we can never say yes to the Lord and not do what he is calling us to do.
We can never say, okay, Jesus, I'm giving you my life right now. I want you to direct my life, but still be the master of our own lives. We need to come to that place where we totally surrender to the Lord and we say, whatever you say goes, Lord. Whatever you say to me, God, I will do. When you tell me to jump, I'm just going to ask how high. I want to be at that place, church. Because sometimes I feel like, you know, there's still that bit of mojo that wants to pull me and be like, but no, let's maybe go. And where are you going to go, this way or this way? God's still going to pull you back into the direction you need to be in. So sometimes we make it difficult for ourselves because we know God is like saying this way. And we're like, but we'll go this way. And it's like, okay, see what happens that side. And I'm going to use whatever's happening that side to bring you back to me. And then we share testimonies. I was bad. Listen, you are never meant to be bad that way. You're supposed to just go this way. You would have saved yourself all the trouble by just following the Lord and being obedient to the Lord. So Paul says, this is our reasonable service, to present ourselves. To present ourselves before the Lord. Ephesians 4. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Walk worthy of the calling you've been called, with all lowliness. This is better. With long suffering, this is better. Bearing with one another, this is better. Keeping the unity of the peace, this is better. To be in a place where God has called you to be. And in John 6, verse 68, Simon Peter says this to me. Jesus asked them, do you also want to leave? Because all the other guys, after Jesus said to them, listen, if you really want to partake, you need to. If you really want to be with me, you need to partake of my body and drink my blood. And everybody's like, that is weird. That is weird. And everybody started walking away. And he says this to his disciple, do you also want to go away? And Peter says to him, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life. This is better than what we could ever get out there. This is so much better than what the world can offer me right now, Jesus. You are so much better than anything else I could ever imagine for myself. You are much, much better. And this is better, church, for us to be where Jesus is calling us to be. And last scripture I'm wanting to share, Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press on, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said, listen, everything else, scripture before this, everything else I count as loss for the sake of knowing Jesus. This is better. And the next slide. Christ is better. There's nothing this world can offer you that is above Christ. Christ is better. Finish and clear. Let's pray together. Father, we just want to thank you for who you are, God. I pray, Jesus, God, that you just speak to us, Lord God, your word. And really reveal to us, Lord God, what is in our hearts, God, that is stopping us from really engaging with you, God. And I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we will choose your way above anything else, Lord, in this life. Because we know, Lord God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Father. So, Father, we just want to thank you for your fullness in our lives, God. And I pray, God, that wherever we go, when we are faced with things, Lord God, that we would choose you. We would choose to be Christ-like in everything, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.